I'd like now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Brian Skeel. He's owner of a company called Village Development of America, and he's here to talk about a workshop called Designing Sustainable Neighborhoods that takes place this Saturday, the 20th of June, at the Higher Education Learning Center here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
So what's this all about? Is this about what we call infill? I mean, taking existing parts of the city and rethinking them, repurposing them into new kinds of neighborhoods? Or what are we talking about?
Exactly. You know, we've tried building out on the edges, Aldea, Oshard Village, Rancho Viejo, and it's really impossible, practically, to get the commercial to be successful. So you can't get to a walkable lifestyle, affordable, low eco-footprint lifestyle. So to go in town and put an infill in existing neighborhood and design this mixed-use infill so such a way that the neighborhood loves having it there. So it serves their needs to have aging in place, enhances aging in place, or just
enhances
walk.
What?
Aging in place.
What's that?
So you can, 90% of Americans want to retire and stay in their house. So this way you have something to walk to. You have some place to go play ping pong or have a beer or go to a knitting club or a book club or go shopping.
So what you're talking about is kind of like a self-contained housing complex?
Here's my vision. You know, Santa Plaza, downtown Santa Fe?
Mm-hmm.
It's really beautiful. It's got some big trees in it, and it's two stories on many sides. And that kind of enclosed courtyard with a similar amount of people as the Commons. It turns out that's a good social kind of economically and socially successful kind of size.
What size is that?
And that's like 40, well, there's 30 units plus 10 auxiliary units, so that's 40 units and 80 people. Just that's a ballpark idea that's proven itself in co-housing. So if you can imagine a two-story Santa Plaza that's got the residential up above and commercial and community spaces down below that is integrated into the surrounding neighborhood. So your question is it a standalone? Well, it needs the surrounding neighborhood to have that commercial be successful.
So what does that kind of integration look like?
Well, that really depends on the neighborhood. What would the neighbors want to have there that would make it such a great place that they'd want it in their neighborhood?
So what are some of those features that would make it attractive to neighbors?
A daycare center, let's say, or a place to go and do yoga or meditate, or a hot tub, a car share.
So things like that would be open to people who don't live in the complex?
Absolutely.
You're doing a workshop for designing sustainable neighborhoods. Do you, as a developer or whatever, do you have a site in mind, a specific neighborhood, or is it more in general?
The site in mind is not really specifically. There are, I know of probably 10 sites that are in the middle of Santa Fe, midtown. They're calling that, and it stretches from Ecoversity down on Agua Fria, up through Rufina, up through Siler, Rufina, up through all the way over to Seringo and the Zia train station. So in that general vicinity, in the middle of town, there's many sites. Actually, Justin Green said, you know, we need like 7 of these in Santa Fe. So I see them everywhere. Well, the east side is problematic because of the historical, but it's very much of a historical pattern. So it's, I like to say they're mixed-use, sustainable neighborhoods, such great places to live that they go everywhere.
So who would you like to invite to come to the workshop this Saturday?
Well, anyone that looking for something other than suburbia, if it's a great, more affordability, if it's a greater sense of community, it's if you want a you know, how can we get, imagine a group of people working to get to a one planet eco footprint. So there's a quality of life that where less is more, and there's a lot of demographics that are being left out right now, or this, our suburban car-dominated lifestyle is coming to, I think, some really serious challenges economically, socially, and ecologically. And half the boomers have no retirement. The millennials are graduating, and 60% of kids that are graduating are having to move back to home because their education isn't turning into a career. And millennials are looking for creative, vibrant, and alive places to live and don't care if they own a car. And the demand is way more than the supply. So we've met single women that are really tired of living alone. And they're not lovers. They want a better quality of life. So it speaks to a wide range of people.
The workshop is called Designing Sustainable Neighborhoods. It's from 1 to 5 in the afternoon on Saturday, the 20th of June, at the Higher Education Learning Center at 1950 Siringo Road, across from Santa Fe High School. Brian Skeel is founder and owner of Village Development of America. Thank you very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.